An Weihnachten geht's doch eigentlich um Gefühle. Naja, und um die Geschenke natürlich. Verpacke beides liebevoll. Mit tollen Geschenkinspirationen bei Douglas. Nur du kennst deine Lieblingsmenschen so gut und landest deshalb einfach immer einen Volltreffer. Mit wunderbarer Kosmetik, Pflegeprodukten und Düften bei Douglas. Und bei dir bleibt die Gewissheit, die größte Freude gemacht zu haben. Also, verschenke das Douglas-Gefühl.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's show, Willie's Room, Kosher Lube Talk, and Men and Cats. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign it up. Sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
This is just a song. Everyone has a lot of questions for me, Back to the Future stuff.
Right.
So I just wrote a song to save everyone a lot of time.
Oh, good. Good. Good.
When I'm flying in a plane or I'm on the street, there's a lot of friendly people that I like to meet. They shake my hand and never ask my name, and they start asking questions that are always the same. Hey, what's Michael J. Fox like? He's nice. What's Michael J. Fox like? He's a nice guy. What's Michael J. Fox like? Look, he's an alien. Just stop asking me the question. I went to the bar mitzvah of my nephew Josh. Now, I'm not Jewish, but I like to nosh. Put on my yarmulke, started to pray. When the rabbi leaned over and I heard him say, hey, was that real manure? No, it wasn't. Was that real manure? No. Was that real manure? Look, it's a move. Just stop asking me the question. Can we take your picture? Come on, look mean. Would you call my friend a butthead on his answering machine? Hey, questions, questions, just fill my head. I went to my doctor. My doctor said, hey, Tom, what does a key grip do? He sets up lights. What does the best boy do? Help the key grip. What does a producer do? I don't know. Stop asking me the question. Do you all hang out together? No, we don't. How's Crispin Glover? I never talked to him. Back to the Future 4. Not happening. Stop asking me the question. Hey, who's the nicest famous guy you know? Adam Sandler. Who is the biggest jerk? Gary Busey. How much money do you make? More than you do. So stop asking me the question.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
See, Chick McGee's over there. I'm Tom. That's Josh. There's Ace. Christy's in a different room, so we're socially distanced. Even more distance is Pat Godwin on the big screen TV over there. Hey, Pat.
Hi.
And Willie Griswold is in the glass booth.
Big Willie's Big Fun Room.
Over there.
I like
Chick
that.
Got it. Chick got it.
I think the green room is pretty good.
Big Willie's Big Fun? Yeah, but Big Willie's Green Room.
But then we've already got a green room where all the food is.
So Big Willie's Hot Dogs? Oh, we'll know the difference.
Yeah, this will be the one that reeks of pot.
Welcome to the program. I believe we've completed something resembling a sportscast.
Yes.
Or did she say greenhouse? I forget. We had a
Big Willie's Greenhouse.
Greenhouse is good.
Yeah,
she greenhouse. Said green
I like
room.
That. Oh, she said green room?
Yeah.
Yeah, the greenhouse may be better.
How about
yeah.
Big Willie's Come On In?
Big Willie's okay. Come On In.
No?
I liked it.
The greenhouse.
Thank you.
The greenhouse.
That's very good. Can you grab that?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Oh, Donnie, how are you? You sound better today.
I'm good. I'm calling to let the public know. Tom, can I make a public service announcement?
Sure, go ahead.
Well, I'm calling to let everybody know the Donnie Baker Super Fun Ride Park that I invented and then opened in my backyard 2 weeks ago is currently closed for renovations.
Oh, already?
Yeah, Christy, I'll tell you about that Wet and Wild Safari water ride. Well, now it's being revamped after I got my bill yesterday.
Oh.
Water bill?
Yeah, I was trying to make sure Whippy and the other neighborhood kids had a good time, Tom, you know. Mm-hmm. Summer, it's hot. Maybe I could earn a fair wage, make a little profit for myself while they enjoyed, you know, the water. But I wasn't figuring I'd have to take out a second mortgage on my house and boat just to pay the water bill.
It can be steep.
Yeah.
And how are you going to charge me $7,500 for something that makes up 87% of the world's surface? Well, water's a mineral. It's free. I don't remember the pilgrims being charged the way we are.
Uh-huh.
You know, God put the water here. You don't go charging me for the dandelions in my yard. How are you going to charge me for the water that comes out natural out of my garden hose, dumbass? Just unchristian. And also, the slip and slide is currently under reconfiguration.
Oh, how come?
Is there an accident?
Well, the routers kept flying over the 90-degree bank turn my cousin Lonnie built and landed on my neighbor's barbed wire.
Ooh.
Oh. I'm like, if you're leaking, get yourself a Band-Aid. But no, they'd rather make a scene, talk about lawsuits and liability and tetanus. Also, to save money on a slip and slide, Crisco is going to be used now instead of water.
Oh.
Everybody knows a tub of Crisco do the work thousands of gallons of water's with.
Sure.
Yeah.
Get your tan on better.
Sure.
Oh, and spoiler alert, apparently little Mikey Adams can't keep his little mouth shut because I got a visit from little Oshie yesterday after he let his mom in on the little mishap that happened in the hatchet throwing booth.
Uh-oh.
And I warned him when he paid his money that I advised against wearing flip-flops, but he wouldn't listen. But at least now his new nickname, Three-Toed Mikey, sounds a whole lot cooler than just little Mikey.
So I agree. Good nickname.
Good story.
Still can't get over the city charging me that damn much for water. You know, when every fast food restaurant I've ever been to offers free refills.
Hmm.
I've never paid for a refill, ever.
Huh.
Hell, I still got a cup that says Toy Story 2 on it. Swear to God. I got to go.
Thank you very much. I believe we're going to shift gears and visit Christy Lee at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk. Christy.
Hey, guys. Want to attract women? Well, a study has found that men who like cats are less likely to get a date.
Huh.
Researchers from Colorado State University found women are less likely to swipe right on dating profile photos of men posing with cats. This finding based on showing over 700 women photos of two men pictured with and without a feline companion. 38% of women shown cat-free photos said they would casually date the subject. 37% say they would consider a serious relationship with the man.
But isn't this because men who own cats speak like this?
The dating chances for the same man dropped 33% when he was holding a cat.
It's my fur baby.
So I'm sorry. So if the guy's got a cat, 33% fewer women would...
That's fine. We don't want those women anyway, do we, Puss Puss?
The authors wrote, men holding cats were viewed as less masculine, more neurotic, agreeable and open, and less dateable.
Oh. Puss Puss likes it when I hold the fish in my mouth. She comes over and eats it right out of my mouth.
Pussy King, Pussy King, Pussy King, Pussy King, Pussy King, Pussy King, Pussy King,
Pussy King. Who are you?
They added long-held cultural stereotypes about cat and dog owners may also play into these results.
That's pretty staggering.
That is, pretty staggering.
Yeah.
Noticeable, yeah.
Now, Willie, you said on your profile on these dating sites, you're standing there with your grandmother?
That's like, you can do like 5 or 6 pictures. So it's like one of me, and that's like a
and
good...
It's not my mom. She's deceased. That'd
no,
be awkward.
Yeah, no, she's dead. That'd be fun.
You do. Willie holding the urn.
Oh,
oh my gosh. Yeah. So
I don't
then...
want a picture with grandma. Shut up and keep digging.
Are there a lot of dudes with... holding cats and dogs.
I don't see the dudes. I only see the ladies.
Yeah, he's not swiping on men.
No, you can't see
on Grindr.
I don't know how these things work. Okay.
I don't know. My buddies, I mean, they're all like neurotic stand-up comedians, so they have probably pictures of them on stage some people want to get a picture. Like the Laugh Factory, for example, has a very recognizable background. So a lot of guys that I know will put their Laugh Factory show pictures as their Tinder profile.
Christy, you want to take this one for me?
What?
You see a guy either holding a bass guitar or standing on stage at the Laugh Factory, and you say,
no way. Left.
I think being a stand-up's a little higher than owning a cat.
Yeah.
It's like a
stand-up with a cat on stage.
Neon thing saying no health insurance or income.
Can I sleep on your couch between dates? Stuff like that.
Yeah. So if you own a cat, you're less likely to get
men.
Men.
I wonder how it would be if a woman was holding a cat.
I don't think anyone gives a crap.
That's a pretty fascinating statistic. So if you want to get a little frisky, don't get a little frisky. Why does this work?
That was good.
Well, the good news is, I mean, if a woman has a cat in the picture, you already know what her apartment's going to smell like.
I would think.
Ammonia. Oh, hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Bob and Tom, Lou Brown, the former manager of the Cleveland Indians.
Lou, how's it going? I hear baseball's coming back.
Well, I guess by now you've heard some of the proposed rules changes if it ever returns, like starting extra innings with a runner on second base. Well, I've come across a few more rules that are being discussed.
Oh, got some more ones? Oh, I'd love to hear them.
Due to COVID-19, all autographs will now be done by text message.
That's interesting,
No more head-first slides without a mask. Hmm. Players must stay 6 feet apart during all bitch-clearing brawls. Sadly, players will no longer be permitted to share the same road beef. So all of you baseball buddies who've enjoyed a London Bridge or a Devil's Triangle over the years will no longer be able to experience an old-fashioned 6-4-3.
Oh,
and last but not least, the Houston Astros will be required to sanitize trash cans between stealing sides.
I see. Now, Coach, do you think you'll go back to managing if this season?
I don't know. I'm just going to set a white wall to get back with you.
That's right,
Coach,
you have a good day. Thanks, Skip.
Should I know what the 6-4-3 is?
Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
Well, it's just another slang term for two guys and a girl, right?
Well, but in baseball terms, it's second, double play, isn't it?
Yeah, it's second. No, third base to short. 6-4-4 is second base. 3 is first base. 6 is third base. Right.
So this isn't a sex.
5 is shortstop. Well, no, he was.
I mean, he was referring to
he
it.
He was referring to
because
it.
There are three people involved.
6-4-3 is a classic double play.
Because I'm sitting here going, okay, that doesn't add up to 69.
No, it doesn't.
What am I missing?
It's being a 69 and three ways. And,
there's five the third baseman, and 6 is the shortstop.
It goes pitcher, catcher, right? And then second, third.
Shortstops.
Oh.
I forget.
You guys still awake?
What the hell are you talking
about? Oh, yeah. No, we're very interested.
Okay, very good.
You asked.
Okay. I thought it was a sex term, an orgy thing.
He took a baseball term and made it a sex term.
Speaking of orgies, a New York City sex club is adding strict safety protocols in order to reopen amid the pandemic. As Manhattan enters phase 2 following the coronavirus lockdown, the Soho-based sex club called NSFW, New Society for Wellness, is requiring members to take their temperatures at the door, bring a change of clothes in a plastic bag, and wear a mask as well as gloves. It's also providing sanitizing stations throughout their space and instituting a new no new play policy, meaning members can only have sex with the partners they came with. Well, what's the point?
You offered that real quick.
So it's essentially just a voyeurism thing now.
They're also limiting attendance to 20 members or 10% of the space's capacity. It's just, it's not really an orgy, is it?
Although the guy with the 6-foot penis.
Now 6-foot penis?
Yeah, he'll be fine.
He can socially distance.
He can't wear pants, right?
He can't do a lot of things.
Finally, stay home. They were laughing at him all these years.
Yeah.
And now.
Here comes jump rope.
Not to be crass, wouldn't he have to be 6'1" so they could stay 6 feet away and do a little tip play?
There he is, sniper of comedy.
Willie with the slide into home. Wow.
The 6-4-3 is the most common double play in baseball.
Okay.
And 6 is third base.
Oh, so it's not I thought it was some kind of sex thing. Because you guys, you know all about all those exotic
sex things?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Josh, you have the tip of your...
What do you want to know about? You ever had a San Diego thank you?
No, but it sounds terrible.
You could
how
create
about the
rear
admiral? How about that?
You could actually develop a formula to create these things. You could take any word at a city. You've got the Cleveland steamer. You could pretty much take any town and add something to it.
Yes.
That's the fun of it.
Wow. You ever had the Kokomo ballpoint? Tell you what, you'll do that once.
So it's location and noun.
That's right.
But you could build any of them. It's kind of like naming horses.
Right.
Did you ever play that game? Is it the name of a horse or an alternative rock band?
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
It's very tough to tell. Very tough to tell.
Very tough.
If you run into the guy with a 6-foot penis, you might need a lube, right?
Probably.
Now the world of sexual lubricants has gone a different direction, from bacon to kosher. For the first time, Orthodox Jews can buy sexual lubricants that have been declared kosher. The company Wet has created an array of lubes, including 8 lines that have been given a religious stamp of approval, including its ecstasy product.
Oh.
Essentially, the kosher designation means the lubes can be orally ingested, thus giving the go-ahead for intimate oral activities.
How about that? Now that's intimacy.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Up until now, apparently, those of the Jewish faith that are keeping kosher have been limited to, for seafood, lox and smoked salmon. you know what I'm talking
about. Right, yeah.
Okay. That is really funny that they have to do that, because that's a health, a food thing, where it has to be blessed and everything,
I guess.
Yeah, so that'd be an odd phone call to make. Hey, Rabbi, can you come over to Lube City and watch how we make this stuff? Make sure it's okay.
Here's a naive question. It's going to make me look stupid or whatever, but are you ingesting lube? Who does that?
Well, let's say.
The notion is if you're doing the 6-4, what was it again?
6-4-3.
If you're doing the 6-4-3,
right.
There may be some contact between your.
Okay. Yeah, if second base goes to home plate, you might get a little.
All right.
Yeah, ground balls hit to shortstop, second base, first base.
Yeah,
that's 6-4-3.
Okay, but I think what you're saying, Willie, is if first base ends up in third.
Yeah, I was referencing if anything in the mouth touches a butt. That's what I was trying to say.
Whoa, okay.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
No wonder I'm so naive.
So much for code.
You've never gotten any sort of...
Several inches away from that analogy.
You've never gotten any sort of delay cream on your tongue and it got numbed up? Never done that?
No.
Okay. That looks right.
Delay cream?
Yeah, that numbing agent.
I'm on SSRIs.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
There's no delay cream for me.
I'm wondering, do they have...
We're going to be here a while.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to read the rest of this article. I can't find it. If other religions have similar proscriptions on what can be used and what can't, and if they have to...
I know Catholics insist on condoms.
Yeah, they got a thing about
that. Wait a minute.
I thought they just used holy water.
They're real sticklers. I mean ticklers about that.
Here it is, Amazon The Wet Store. That's the name of it.
How about that? Is it just WET?
Yeah. Okay. Well,
My women don't need lube.
That's right.
Nice. Oh, juicy.
Can you imagine those guys out there?
Possibly a rain.
No woman I've ever been with.
It's like a rainforest.
Possibly a raincoat. They could get that.
Got news for you guys.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Draymond Green has a podcast. He was asking Mark Cuban why at the beginning of 2024, Cuban sold a huge part of his company.
He's like, did you see how much money I got? I'm sure there's a more graceful answer than that. But dude, I bought it for $200 million and sold it for $6 billion. Like, what the heck?
Of course I don't think it was that much more graceful than that.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.